Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. Firefighters, police guys in New Haven are having their hockey game.
Right.
The loser's going to send a rookie in to sing a song.
Poor bastard.
Donna, Long Island, what do you think?
How about Billy Joel? We didn't start the fire.
Kind of obvious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
not embarrassing.
It's, but it's a difficult song to sing. Yeah. There's a zillion words.
Right. Yeah. So you got that factor going for you. But for some reason, it's just not, it doesn't like emasculate you, though. Look at my deep pain over here.
Well, we now know what AJ's goal is.
But I mean in a loving way. You know what I'm saying? You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a song like you wouldn't be blaring out of your car ever. You know?
Yeah.
That type of thing.
AJ has a whole different thing he wants to accomplish.
Well, you know, because I've lived through these things before, so that's why I know the pain. You know, some of the songs you have to sing when you lose something.
Yeah.
So.
All right. So it doesn't sound like AJ's going to even put it on the list.
Right.
No problem.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Paul in Stratford.
Yeah. How you doing, guys?
Yo.
Hey. Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, how about throwing the embarrassment factor in there? I'm not sure who the artist is, but that song, When I Think About You, I Touch Myself.
The Vinyls. That was all suggested on the Chaz and AJ Facebook page. It's the ultimate compliment, really.
That's like we're just trying to raise some money.
That's all.
Help them, you know.
Yeah, that's it.
Nate in Litchfield.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I think it would be funny to see those guys try and sing slash rap 1 week from Bare Naked Ladies.
Don't know the song.
It's similar to the Billy Joel idea. Very rapid fire.
Gotcha.
It's that song that goes like the chicken, the Chinese chicken, have a drumstick and your brain stops ticking.
Oh, yeah. I don't know why I didn't think of that.
That sounds like he's not wrong.
It sounds like a great song.
It does sound like a good idea. Yeah. I'd like to hear it first.
All right. Well, I guess it's one of those times where you had to be there, I guess.
Yeah, no. We're not saying it's out.
No, my problem is I'm doing a couple of things here at the same time,
and
I can't pull that song up right now.
Don't let them shame you. That's premium Canadian pop music from the 90s.
Okay.
Now I want to hear it.
Yeah, now I'm kind of curious.
Can we play it without hitting the dump button?
Bare Naked Ladies, I don't think they're a dirty act.
Okay. Well, one week is fine. We can play that.
Yeah. No. What was it?
That's it.
That's called 1 week.
Is it called 1 week?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right, while Phil finds it, I'm going to pull up John Pearson, News 8. Hey, John.
Hey, what's going on, Chuck?
Hey.
What's up, dude?
John's in Houston right now.
Oh.
Yeah, I got here yesterday. Been a long week already here, but it's been fun, yeah.
We got a couple of comedians in studio who are performing tonight for Homes for the Brave, comedy benefit. But we were talking off air, KP asked a good question. Is UConn the favorite against Miami?
Yes, yeah, they're like a 5.5, 6-point favorite over Miami. They're the favorite to win the whole thing.
Nice.
Actually,
really?
Of all the teams left, UConn has the best ratings overall for offensive, defensive, everything. They have the most favorable matchup based on history. Like, yeah, they're the odds-on favorite to win.
Makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Those people are wrong.
Yeah. You kind of don't want to be in that spot.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
It gives the other team that much more all right, well, F those guys.
We have to do 100% here.
Yeah. One thing was a cakewalk.
Phil, I'm going to call you for all my information later, all my stats and information. I love that you got that all down.
Yeah.
Yeah, you like it for a little while, John.
Yeah, after a while, it's annoying.
Try 13 and a half years.
You want to throw them off the roof. Just saying.
We were talking to Mark Robbins over at Channel 3 a couple of days ago, and he was having problems with his hotel shower. How's your hotel accommodations there?
Can I check back with you? They're actually pretty good so far.
Okay.
I got to get ready to go to practice in just a couple minutes. It looks good, but I'll let you know. In Vegas, though, was a little weird. The shower head was really low, and the water pressure, I could actually spit harder than the pressure.
Wow.
It was dribbling out. Nice. Yeah, well, the whole city is built in a desert, so right. There is that problem.
Yeah, somebody else had water running.
Yeah.
Well, and they're having problems, and I get it. So I understood, okay, they're trying to save water here. But I don't know. I'll check back with you on Monday if UConn's playing for a championship. Well, you know, have a shower.
Oh, you know what? That's cool. Right. You're tall. That's got to be a thing.
Yeah.
When you're tall, you get into a shower, yep. And it's like, oh, well, I can at least wash my armpits.
Yes.
Yeah.
and thank you.
Severance practice.
Right, yeah. Well versed.
I know you got to go, and I, you know, thank you for coming on. And so you're thinking UConn. You're picking UConn.
Yeah. I do. I think when I talked before, I was going to Albany, and I said if they got hot and they started rolling, it was going to be like a boulder rolling downhill. And they look so good in the Sweet 16 and Elite Eight game, and they probably almost wish they kept playing because they were playing so well.
Right.
But, you know, the team is so I went in the locker room yesterday and the last couple of days, and the team is just so confident and comfortable, and they don't look nervous in any way, shape, or form. So, and even Hurley looks as calm as I've ever seen him. And just in a comfortable place. So I think they got a really good chance to do this.
Cool. John Pearson, News 8 in Houston, covering UConn in the Final Four. I'm surprised you're not covering this Chiefs cuff this weekend.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Really? John.
Our guy Rich Capola is all over that.
Very good. Okay, cool.
Yeah, that's always been something we've covered over there. So somehow, some way. So I know it's a great event. They do a great job every year.
So we have the New Haven Fire Department, Police Department playing each other in a hockey game tomorrow, and the losing team will send a representative to sing a song at 8 on this show. And we're trying to find a really embarrassing song. Do you have one in mind?
Let's see. Yeah, could it be like a duet or something like that?
Interesting question.
He can play both parts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Right.
Well, I'm in Houston, so let's do like a Whitney Houston song or something like that, maybe.
Ah, okay. Whitney Houston. I get it.
Ah. Okay. Right.
Yeah.
Maybe like If You Say My Eyes Are Beautiful, her and what's that? One of the Jackson brothers, right? Did that song?
Yeah. How do you remember this song?
Yeah. What's up with that?
I don't know. We don't give away our secrets, Jeff.
It's your ringtone, isn't it? I heard it come from his pocket earlier.
Wow, there's a story there.
Wow, okay.
I was just listening to it before you guys called.
Oh, gotcha. Right, okay. Right, because everybody does that while they're getting showered.
All right, we're putting this one in the running. This is exactly what we're looking for.
Yes.
John, thank you so much, man. Appreciate you making time for us. I'm happy for you. Living the dream, man. Covering the Huskies and the Final Four. Yeah.
It's been a good time on this end, too. Long day, a lot of work, but it's good to see you. Good people. There's good kids. Hopefully they can win this whole thing. And we'll talk Monday if you want.
I'd love it.
Yeah, man.
I'd love it. What I love about this time around is the last time they were on this run, it was almost a given that the men were going to be in the Final Four and, you know, playing for a championship. And we forgot how lucky we are, you know? So now this time I think everybody is excited about
all
it.
All on board.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what I like, too, is I feel like a run to the national championship by the UConn men really gets the state rallied around something, too. And, you know, even if you're not a sports fan, you'll become a UConn basketball fan.
That's right.
Seen it over the years. So,
yeah,
hopefully we can get it done.
Yeah, let's do it. All right, John, we'll talk to you Monday.
All right, take care, everybody.
Right.
Have a good weekend.
You too, John Pearson, News 8.
Should have pitched in my parlay, see if I had a good parlay going.
Oh, really?
Right. Yeah, we'll see. FanDuel, I'll take Connecticut to win it. I'll do the over, and then I'll two overturned tractor trailers on 95.
Right. Okay, that's good.
That's my parlay for
FanDuel. That's a strong parlay.
I'm taking the over.
Given the week so far, yeah.
Throwing the raising taxes, too, while you're at it.
Trending well.
Julian and Derby.
Shania Twain, man, I feel like a woman.
Wow, that is embarrassing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Some people just can't take a joke, though.
Right, this is true.
What's in the running right now, would you say?
I think Bad Romance has got to be up there, man.
Bad Romance,
that's a good song. Definitely the Lady Gaga tune.
That's Bad Romance.
That's Bad
Romance.
Okay. Yeah. Right.
Ruth, did you have an idea?
Yeah, so same with Lady Gaga, and John mentioned something that's a duet. What about Shallow with Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper, where they do both parts?
Yeah, that's from
the movie.
Star Is Born.
Okay.
Yeah.
Scream it, yeah.
Off the Roof, I hope.
Maybe Boys in the Hood. That would be a good.
Oh, there you go.
Boys in the Hood.
There you go, see?
Kimberly and Meriden, what do you think?
I heard this song the other day, and I thought it was funny, but I just don't think it might not be appropriate. It's called My Dick.
I feel like I don't even want to look that one up.
I didn't know you had one.
Hey, it was on a Harold and Kumar movie, I think.
Here, put your dick on the phone.
Hello. Hey, how you doing?
We hope it's like that.
Or it might be about a private detective.
What is the song about?
Well,
obviously.
A guy named Richard.
I believe it's about apartheid in South Africa.
Yeah.
I don't even want to Google that on the work computer.
Yeah, seriously. You have a virus.
It's a rap, isn't it? Are you talking about the...
No. I don't know. I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
I heard... I thought it was hilarious.
Right.
Who does it?
Somebody, Avalon?
Yeah, would you believe it's a one-hit wonder?
Yes, Frankie
Avalon. Most of them are.
Yeah.
Errol in Milford.
Hey, what's up, guys? Here's your winner.
Okay.
It's Raining Men.
That old favorite.
Make them sing that one.
That's
the
funny.
Weather Girls.
That's funny. Ooh. I have flashbacks.
I know. I saw you're still getting Forrest Whitaker eye.
She was not a great interview.
No,
we had her in studios. Yeah. Very uncomfortable.
We're still not sure what happened years later.
I mean, extremely memorable.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yep.
It really is.
Yep. I secrete something every time I think of it.
I could smell it.
What are you, a snail?
Yes, Phil, I'm a snail.
What's that, Ruth?
Everybody dance now.
Everybody.
Oh, CC Music Factory.
Yeah,
yeah. What's that? I
hear Space Jam. Make them sing the Space Jam.
Ooh, that's a good one.
What about Summer Lovin' from Greece?
Oh, make no, please don't go there. Please don't go there.
I like that.
Yeah.
Alicia and Vernon.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hi. Good, thank you. What's your thought?
Good. I think I have a good one. I was thinking You're the Inspiration, Peter Cetera.
Oh. All right. We're going to write that one down.
Yeah. I'm writing it right now.
It's a tough one. All right. We'll narrow it down to like three and let the tribe figure it out.
They're good that way.
Yeah. Thank you guys for your service to the country.
Yes, thank you.
My pleasure, man. Yep,
thank you for coming in. And then you're going to be really impressed when you tour Homes for the Brave,
yes.
What they do for veterans.
Looking forward to it.
You're going to feel so good about what you're doing. You're going to be really inspired.
I need a win, so this is good.
Yeah, you got your win.
Excellent, man.
Yeah, yeah. So comedy show tonight. For veterans, by veterans. You don't have to be a veteran to go.
No, of course not.
This is a great way to thank them.
Exactly.
Bring one with you.
Have a fun
buy
night
their
doing
ticket.
It. Yeah.
All right. It's happening tonight at Vizzano's Four Seasons in Stratford. We're linked up on the radio station website. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah. Pleasure,
thank you.
Chaz and AJ, the Water Doctor. Boss Keith, top five.
Okay, so I generally just get texts, but I get three types of phone calls. Radio station problems, someone's having a party and needs a mix, or someone's getting divorced. Those are the only time my phone rings. And when my phone rings from a random friend I don't talk to all the time, I say to myself, oh, they're getting divorced.
It's a divorce.
Right, it's a divorce call. So I got divorced 8 years ago, and still, people come to me like I'm a fake divorce expert. I'm not.
You've been through it, so...
Right.
So I figure today I'll do my top five pieces of advice for people getting divorced, and then I can just send this to the people who call me.
Nice.
Okay.
So they'll call me
so
like...
So we shouldn't participate, so it's...
Oh, no, you should... I would assume anyone's getting divorced wants all the advice.
Okay.
So these are my top five pieces of advice for someone who calls me getting divorced. Okay, so number five is don't text fight. If you listen to nothing else on this list, this is my number one. In fact, in life, not just divorce.
So number five is number one.
Right.
Right, but actually, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But this is a big one. Like, the other ones might sound a little more ridiculous, but this is a real thing. In real life, you shouldn't text fight. When things get weird, you should say, like, we should talk about this in person. I'm going to call you. Or if you're passive aggressive, like, oh, your texts aren't coming through.
Right.
Maybe we should catch up on the phone. Like, that's an easier way to do it.
Don't have it in print.
Right. So, you know,
does that stuff come out in court if you get into an ugly battle?
Right. That's,
oh, yeah.
That's completely true. But the other reason is you don't understand the tone. So and then you're just typing and you're so mad and
bold caps and
mad face, and then it's like text like down the line
and no one's even really listening or reading. It's just I'm getting ready for the next punch.
Right. Yeah. So it's like I don't know, your texts are green. Let's just talk when I see you, or let me give you a call. Like it's the better way to do it in the divorce situation, but also like all the time. Right. This is a big one for me. Don't text fight. Number four, all of these lawyers are bad. So the lawyers treat you like the Olive Garden, right? They want you in, they want you to order your breadsticks, they want you to pay, and they want you to get out. It's all about turnover. You're a number.
Fill up on salad, yep.
Right, fill up on salad, get out.
Is that how it works? Do they tell you initially, like, all right, this is what it's going to cost if it doesn't get crazy?
Yes, you pay, you pay up front, or at least I did. They said, it's this number, you pay us now. And then in your head, you're like, oh, they're going to be my confidant. I'm going to be able to talk to them, and they're going to get back to me quickly on email. And when I call, and it's none of those things. It's like one hell after another. I remember waiting for emails to return. I'd be like, but I paid.
Yeah, you got my money. Where's my
where's my email? You know, 51% of people get divorced, so my number one advice would be just become a lawyer, and then you could do this yourself. That would make so much easier.
51% DIY. Yeah.
Right. 63% of second marriages. No offense to you, Jim.
Wow, thanks.
I just say 72% of third marriages, because at that point, you're just like, nah, who cares?
Yeah. It's not that important.
Right,
yeah,
this is nonsense.
Yeah. It's just something you do.
Happy honeymoon,
yeah,
Phil.
Yeah, when there's rim shots throwing the vows, you know.
Thank you. We're very happy.
Right. So I would say either become a lawyer, so that would make things easier. And if you're not super pissed, go to a mediator. I think they're more zen.
Yes.
I think if you can figure out a mediator, if you don't, like, aren't in a huge mess, like, I think it feels less Chick-fil-A-ish. It feels like they care a little bit more.
Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, it's, the lawyers like to rake up the rank, a lot.
It was the worst thing of the whole thing. The lawyers made me, it made me crazy.
But did it get to be more expensive because of that?
It was the money that I originally paid. It never got up higher. But I want answers. I mean, you know me. I want answers today. So I've sent you an email this morning. I want my answer now. And it's like 7 days later, and I'm like, right, but who's going to get the salad bowls?
Yeah.
Like, I'm mad.
Right.
Very often I've heard you don't even get a response from the person you first spoke to.
Oh,
like,
right.
They
you
delegate it to someone else.
Right.
That's
it's
the
goddamn
whatever.
Minions. It's the minions.
Yeah.
I use Coop containers for salad.
Number three, do everyone. I can't emphasize this enough. You have to go and do everyone like you're 19. This is your time to go wild. And if people say, like, oh, you're making bad decisions, you have the best excuse. Yeah, I don't know, man. I'm going through a divorce.
Oh,
I
gotta... right.
So I would consider trying things that you don't usually like. So if you're into big guys, try someone thin. Maybe a throuple. Maybe a threesome. If you're generally straight and it's a thirsty Thursday, I don't know, take a chance. I think this is the time.
Time to experiment.
Right, it's time to experiment. Anything weird that you were never able to do, this is when you do it. I think you've got 1 year. After a year, you just become sort of sad.
You got to start pulling it in.
Right. So at the 11-month mark, just finally get it all done. And then at the 1 year, say like, okay, now I'm going to find like a regular relationship. With that in mind, number two, the next relationship is not the one. Whomever you immediately seriously date following your divorce is Ben Affleck's Batman. It's Gary Cherone and Van Halen. That is not the one. You want the one after that.
It's the palate cleanser.
Right. It's James Spader in The Office. You know, it's all of these.
It's a ginger at the sushi.
Right. So it's Cam Newton on The Patriots. So it's the one after that one. If you have just gotten divorced and you're dating someone right now and it's been a month, that is not the person. Do not get upset about this person. This one is to do weird things to and have her spit on you or whatever. But that is not the one.
Unbelievable.
There's an hour just on that.
Can I use that mic?
All right, and the number one thing you should do if you're getting divorced is you should fight over everything weird. So they say to let things go and not worry about the little things. I say have a real time and fight over who's getting the air fryer and who's getting the vacuum. If you go in my house right now, I have three salad bowls that don't match the other salad bowls. We fought. I have a rug cleaner.
You guys got into it.
Right. We put it all. It was really a good time. We put all the stuff out and it was like a weird let's make a deal. Like, oh, you want the rug cleaner? Well, I'll take these three baseball bats. And you want these three salad plates? Well, I'll take these four white dinner plates.
Always like, take the baseball bats.
So nothing matches.
That's the wildest end of Wheel of Fortune.
I I have so much mismatch spoons that don't make any sense. So I have, you know, a half a cup measuring cup, but I don't have the cup because I was like, well, I'll take the quarter cup. If you're going to take the goddamn measuring cup, like, it was a lot of that. So my suggestion, it's like a party game. So if you can figure out how to fight over everything weird for one night, it's sort of fun. It's sort of worth it. I would suggest drinks. It's a real party.
Oh, yeah.
That's my five pieces of advice.
I've decided to go back to 2015 and look at some emails that we got from Keith just to see if we could read the tone.
Not a great year.
Without any kind of perspective on the emails.
This is what he's going through his divorce. Mm-hmm.
These are just some opening lines to emails. I care about none of this. No, nothing is happening. This is all stupid. Our nightmare is over. Thank Christ.
Wow. Yeah, it was a weird time. 14 to 15, not great years for the kid, I'll tell you.
Nope.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he says everything.
Well, that's it. So, Phil, if you ever get divorced, or AJ, you can take this advice from me.
That?
Yeah, you can have this and go
AJ
through it.
AJ wants it right now.
Can you sign it for him?
Yeah. Right,
This was the Chaz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now, and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Chaz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR. Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.